Milwaukee County supervisors are not holding regular office hours the way they did in the past. A new state law took effect nearly a year ago. It cut supervisors' salaries in half, eliminated their health care benefits, and reduced their terms from 4 years to two. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports on how some board members are adjusting to part-time status.
If you've called your Milwaukee County supervisor recently, you may have gotten voicemail. Board Chairman Theo Lipscomb says the new state law that has reduced the board to part-time has resulted in many supervisors holding other jobs during the day and sometimes delayed responses.
Each supervisor represents on average about 54,000 county residents, and if supervisors aren't in their office because they have other employment, and then you also have part-time staff, that affects constituents' service and in terms of the time it takes to get a response and follow up to your any issues that they might be having.
Lipscomb says the board's number one duty is to adopt a $1 billion annual county budget. Other responsibilities include overseeing the parks, the courts, and transit. As board chair, the new state law cut Lipscomb's salary in half to $36,000 per year, while the other supervisors now earn $24,000. He says in the absence of holding regular office hours, they all now do much of their work electronically.
I respond to constituents literally every waking hour of the day. I'm seeing emails and regularly responding on the fly. So there's no clear distinction. This is not a 9-to-5 job. And it wasn't before, and it still isn't.
While Lipscomb says he's been working part-time in real estate to earn extra money, Supervisor Deanna Alexander now works full-time in the state foster care system to supplement her reduced board salary. Alexander says it's a challenge juggling a full-time day job with county board responsibilities.
So I work downtown in the same area relatively that I did when I was at the courthouse most of the time, but I work a full-time schedule with the state of Wisconsin in that role, and then take time off or readjust my schedule to attend county board meetings during the daytime. Unfortunately, the county board has not yet moved them to evening meetings, and there's no immediate plan to do so.
Alexander says there was talk in the beginning of moving county board meetings to evening hours so that supervisors could tend to their full-time day jobs. But she says some board members fear that night meetings would be too costly, as the county would have to pay for security and extra staff to be on hand. Supervisor Marcelia Nicholson was elected last April and has only experienced being on the board since it went part-time. Nicholson teaches fourth grade at Pierce Elementary School in MPS, but she says the addition of her county board position has been fairly easy.
I take half days when I have committee meetings, and I have relationships with substitute teachers that the kids know and are familiar with. They kind of cover for me while I'm out of the classroom. And when I am doing my county supervisor work, it's more so in the evenings and on the weekends.
Nicholson says she and other supervisors have been able to convince some committee chairs to move meetings to late afternoon in lieu of evening hours. She says it's a good first step, as late afternoon hours provide better flexibility. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.